Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got the coolest tunes here, don't we? All right, this is the mayor of Minneapolis. I've been playing this cut for a week. I will keep playing it because it is what every leftist politician should stand up and admit, and they won't because they're cowards, because they won't stand up to the unions, because the unions are in control.
The elephant in the room with regard to making the changes necessary to combat the institutionalized racism and have a full-on culture shift is the police union, the contract associated with that union, and then the arbitration that ultimately is necessary. It sets up a system where we have difficulty both disciplining and terminating officers who have done wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there is the mayor of Minneapolis saying the reason you've got dangerous cops on the street is because the system is rigged to protect them. I will take one call on this right now. Wait. Where did he go? Oh, I guess he's gone. There was somebody there who was going to say, I couldn't speak to this because I'm not a cop. I always love those calls because everything I speak to has to do with something I haven't done before. I've never been the governor, and I pick on the governor every day for being a manipulative, lying, slimy kind of politician, standard sort of politician. I've never been one, and yet I talk about it. All right, we're gonna run some. We'll take more phone calls on this in a little bit, but I just have to get a few. I have to get a few rants going from the rant line, which is 860-751-4698. We've got some really good rants. I just have to get some playing so you can start to enjoy this feature, and I've got to make it a little predictable, I think.
Hi, it's Fred from New Britain. I'd just like to rant about the governor bragging how well the unemployment system is working. Unfortunately, what he does not realize is that when accounts freeze up, like thousands of us have for the past few weeks, we can get in touch with no one to figure out how to unfreeze it. Every single number on that website, the mailbox is full, and sending an email to someone, it just disappears. People need help fast and desperately.
Wow, that's a pretty strong call. We get a lot of calls on the unemployment system, and the governor's very good at fluffing it off and making it sound like everything's wonderful, because he knows his voice on this is more powerful than your voices. So anybody's had trouble with the getting an unemployment check, I would encourage you to also call the rant line so we can really get your voice heard. 751-4698.
Desperately.
This is Randall calling from Waterbury. I just heard that Clueless King Ned is not allowing anybody in the parking lot at the Waterbury Brass Mill Center to watch fireworks. That's just another outrageous, I don't know what you call it. I'm just so disgusted. But anyway, when are these people in Connecticut going to wise up and elect a Republican for governor instead of just saying, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Yeah, well, that's a...
Okay, have a good day.
That's a good question.
Message erased.
Thanks.
Hey, Todd. I'm calling myself
self one, like a self bomber, and my son is self two. He's giving me a daily report. So I called him and I asked him for a report from the streets of D.C. And he said they did not have record-breaking crowds that they said they were, and they did not ever come close to getting a million people in D.C. over the weekend, and that the streets have been quiet. There's been no violence, and since he went on patrol, he's working 14 days, 14 hours, and he starts at 9 o'clock at night. He says since Tuesday, Monday was the church and the both the tear gas smoke, but there's been peaceful, no violence, and so that's coming from the street.
Okay.
Yes. I'd like to say something about King Ned. Mm-hmm. The protesters, he was impressed by the protesters.
That's what he said, yeah.
But when it came to protesting and driving around the state capitol and beeping their horns to protest against him, he called them stupid.
Yeah, Fred G here. Hey, Lamont, you said there's two pandemics out there. Don't you mean that there's three pandemics? I think you missed the biggest pandemic of all, the Democratic Party, you dummy.
So you get the flavor here. There's people having fun with it. That's fine.
Okay, this has been on my mind for a while. So the elephant for me in the room is, why do they always put themselves in a position to be arrested in the first place? If he hadn't done anything wrong, he wouldn't have got arrested.
You're talking about George Floyd.
All this would never have happened.
Yeah.
So that, for me, is what I truly don't understand, and it really, really bothers me.
But why does it bother you? So many people say this. Well, George Floyd wasn't a good guy or had drugs in his system. What difference does that make? Does that mean that you know, if you rob the candy store and run off with a Hershey bar, what is the appropriate response to that is the issue. You don't have to be an angel to have been murdered, is the point. You understand what I'm saying? 860-522-9842. The rant line is 751-4698.
For the rant again, about having the governor say that he wants to hold the police accountable and they want to take money from them. I don't think it's so much the money that you got to take away from them. It's to really hold them accountable. If you want to hold them accountable, again, as I said before, you got to randomly drug test them. And if they make it, when they make it a law, unions can't supersede the law. So every time they say, oh, the unions, you know, I like unions. I'm a union guy. But guess what? Police unions, you know, fine. But let's get these guys tested.
Well, you can't. You want to have it both ways. You're a union guy. You like the unions, but you don't like it when the unions don't let good things happen. That's what unions are for, is to rig the system and to stop good things from happening, to rig the political process. All right, we'll take some more phone calls in a minute. Couple more. We'll just get a couple more of our rant line calls in.
Instead of defunding the police, why don't we defund public schools that teach that America is hateful and capitalism is harmful? Then we might get to a smarter population that is not so easily conned by liberal power grabs disguised as justice.
Again, same point as the cops. The system is rigged by the teachers' unions. The people don't get to influence what gets taught in the schools, not without a lot of activism, that is.
Hi, I'm calling in. A friend of mine from California called me yesterday with what I find to be quite disturbing. She said that her neighbor's son, who is college age, at home now, jobless, told his mother the other day that he is being paid $50 a day to go out every day and protest. This would be in the San Francisco area. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely amazed at this, and I'm just wondering. I suspected that most of these kids of that age are being paid by someone. I sure as hell would like to know who.
don't be amazed. This is a capitalist society. We have put way too much power into big government, and that causes forces to fight, big, powerful forces to fight over that power that we've put into the government so they can get to control it. And we have to have transparency. We have to have democratic systems in place and get rid of the riggings, the rigging mechanisms, such as unions.
I'd just like to say there is something totally being missed during the pandemic, especially in the hospital setting.
Okay.
Everyone is focused on COVID-19 and the numbers game. What is happening to the people who do not have COVID-19 but need hospitalization? There's a shortage of staff in that portion of the hospital once you are out of the critical care unit.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of problems like that that have gone on because of COVID. 860-522-9842. We've got a few more of those rant line calls we'll get to in a little bit. But let's get to some of our phone calls wanting to talk about this police and Black Lives Matter issue. Steve calling from Springfield. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
My standpoint on the whole thing is that all lives matter, including all the people that were killed in these protests. I don't really hear much from the social justice warriors talking about this. Well, what are these people, just collateral damage? When there's a house on fire and there's a baby inside and the protesters are blocking the fire department from going in, whether it's reckless endangerment or deliberate, all lives matter, including people that are killed in the protest, and even Black lives that maybe not be part of the political narrative were killed too.
All right, Stephen, thank you for making the point. 860-522-9842. Mark calling from Tallinn. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to drive home what you've been driving home even more, and that is these unions are washing the hand of the politicians, and the politicians are washing the hands of the union leaders, because the politicians put the unions in power, and the unions get the union rank and file to vote for the Democratic politicians, and it's got to stop. We gotta do something to get it to stop. I don't know how to do it, but.
Well, what's interesting, Mark, is this is the moment. This is the moment where it should get stopped, because supposedly Democratic politicians are being talked to by their voters, by some of their key constituencies, who are saying, save us from these abusive police. Save us, please. But it makes you question what they're really up to and what they really want, because you don't hear the politicians coming around and saying, oh, we see what the problem is. We've made these police unions too powerful. We need to fix that. No, because they don't want to mess up their election rigging scheme. You're absolutely right. They won't say, you deserve better schools. We're going to throw our election rigging scheme to the wayside in order to save lives and make life better for Black Americans, for poor Americans. But no, Democrats who claim all this compassion don't actually have in their possession compassion. 860-522-9842. Ron in East Hartford. Hi, Ron.
How are you? There's a couple of instances I wanted to talk about, classic examples of unions. 20 years ago in New Haven, there was a policeman named Sweeney. He was a sergeant, and he murdered two high school kids in the course of a year and a half. One of them was a baseball pitcher for Notre Dame High, and the other was a good student headed into University of New Haven. On different parties, social events that occurred. One time a kid was running out of the party, shot him to death. The other time he shot somebody on the street. But he had a rabbi in the union. You know what a rabbi is?
No.
A rabbi is a term that it's a Jewish term, but it means he had someone in his corner in the union. And he never was suspended. He ended up, after 30 years, leaving the job and ended up going to a program, becoming a U.S. Marshal. So that's what happens. And I talked to you earlier about the Soto thing up in upstate.
Tell us what your point is that you want us to understand that we don't understand.
He's a parole violator. And
tell us what you want us to understand that you don't think we understand.
That these guys that murdered Soto upstate when he came out of his house and hitched his pants up. He had no gun.
Okay.
We want to see your... they said, we want to see your...
Tell us what you want us to understand from these stories.
That these people are so powerful, the police are, that they just say, mm-hmm. well, I wasn't working. We haven't turned on. No fine, no suspension for not having their in a situation like that. It's a SWAT team. They should have that turned on so you could see what happened.
The police cameras.
Yes.
Yes.
And these well, guys have the people off the force or suspended.
All right, so this is the thing. The people should have the power. The Democrats, who are the partners with the unions, should stop rigging the system so the power is not in the hands of the people, but instead in the hands of a collective bargaining agreement, which behind the scenes, exactly. when they're negotiating it, the Democrats sell us out.
They've been doing it for years. Why do we have a governor and a mayor of Hartford that come from Greenwich and Stamford, the other side of the state, that have no concept of what's going on in the inner city? Neither of them do. It was a joke.
Well, it's not hard.
They acted.
Yeah, but the people who do have the people who come from the inner city are part of these power rigging schemes. I don't know how you win on this, except to have somebody come in who's smart and honest and has integrity. And unfortunately, I don't know which of those Ned has, if any. And that puts people in a tough situation.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.